The following message was given on Sunday, January 23rd, via live stream because we had to cancel our services in person due to inclement weather. Thank you and God bless. Well, it's 10:07. My watch is 1 minute fast, so we will begin. And I know last week I said that I was not going to take up much of your time. And I took a little bit more than I had anticipated. This week, I'm not going to take up much of your time, and I think that I'll be able to hold to that. So this morning down here by the fireside here, I've got Levi and Piper in the room with me. But wanted to share a couple quick things with you guys. Obviously, this is not what we had planned on. Hang on, Piper. Piper was waving. So obviously, this is not what we had planned on last week. But God is sovereign. And, you know, we wanted to err on the side of caution and wisdom. So we hope that everybody is staying warm, staying safe off the roads and avoiding. I know I walked out in my driveway this morning to grab something out of the car, and I almost ate it just walking to the car because what I thought was stepping on the snow turned out to be ice. So just wanted to let you guys know, some have heard, I think, some maybe not, but I had not planned on being with you in person this morning because Heather had Lydia on Thursday morning. So she and Lydia are doing great. We went to the hospital around 5 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. Lydia came at 10:30. We were out of the hospital by Friday afternoon. We got home before the snow really started. I was able to take the older three out yesterday morning, and we romping around the neighborhood, sledding and throwing snow at each other. So it was a real good time. Yeah, and Piper says she froze. But Lydia and Heather are doing great. Her brother and her sisters are in love with her. It's almost like they've forgotten that mommy and daddy are in the house. Every time she comes out of the room, she's greeted to kisses and requests to be able to be held. We had planned to be able to try to introduce her this morning via this, but it just didn't work out. Heather's upstairs with her and Janie. She's taking care of those two. So this morning, what I wanted to do was I wanted to share with you all some thoughts. And obviously, you know that this morning we had planned on meeting. Again, I said last week I didn't do the message that I had prepared to share from the pulpit because we wanted to emphasize that this online thing is not gathering. And I had prepared that message to be shared with our gathering. So we're going to still hold on to that. This Sunday morning, right now, Pastor Kyle was actually planning on, sharing the word with you guys today. And that's the plan for next week. He worked really hard on the message that he's prepared. And so he is going to, he's going to be preaching next week, and Lord willing, I'll be able to be with you. I don't know that Heather and Lydia will be there just yet, but the rest of my family will be. So we're excited about being able to finally get back together with everybody. So I asked Kyle this morning, I said, hey, I'd rather you hold on to the sermon that you've prepared because I want you to deliver that from the pulpit. I think he was excited to be able to do that. And I'm really looking forward to being able to hear from him. So as you pray throughout this week, pray that as he continues to prepare, that God would burden him with the message that he's laid on his heart from his word. So this morning, I don't know what things look like in Slovakia, but if you're in Sanford, you may still have a little bit of snow lingering in your front yard. I'm looking out my window right now, and we have quite a bit still hanging out in our front yard there. And I wanted to share with you this morning some thoughts on the subjects of snow, of blindness and repentance. Snow, blindness, and repentance. Martin Luther's first of the 95 theses read, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, repent, he willed that the entire life of believers be one of repentance. And every time I see a fresh blanket of snow in the yard, I think of the subject of repentance and blindness. And you may be wondering what those two things have to do with each other. And my mind goes directly to Psalm 51 and verse 7. So if you have your Bible with you, you turn to Psalm 51, verse 7. And you know Psalm 51, the context of it, the background of it is that this was written, this is David's repentance after his sin with Bathsheba. And you can read in the superscript there, right there beside the 51, it says, to the choir master, a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. So this psalm is David's repentance. And he says in this psalm, in verse 7 here, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And every time I see a fresh snow on the ground, my mind goes to that line there. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. We didn't ruin all the snow in our yard, so a lot of it's still intact. We ruined the snow in the driveway and on the hill across the road. That's right, Piper. There's no snow there. Piper, can we get back to our project there? Thank you, sweetie. This is life in the house. I'm sure that you all have the same thing going on. But we look at this snow and it's so bright, it's so clean looking in our yard. And that's why my mind goes to when David says, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Most of you know, we joke about it a lot in my house and with friends, but my undergraduate degree is essentially what we joke around about. It essentially amounts to a degree in camping. And when I was in college, I studied, we would go out onto a local ski slope and learn some search and rescue techniques. And one of the things that we were always taught about was this condition called snow blindness. And this is why skiers and snowboarders wear goggles or sunglasses that are polarized to protect their eyes, because when the sun reflects off the snow, it's blinding and it can cause your eyes to temporarily lose sight. And this, I thought about that yesterday as I was walking around through the snow, and we saw as we were walking through the neighborhood with the kids, I looked up and I noticed that I was squinting because the sun was reflecting off of this bright white snow. And David says here, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. He's talking about how he's made himself unclean because of his sin, but because of his God washing him here. He's saying, God, if you wash me, I will be whiter than snow. I can be made clean. And this is after one of those moments where we would say, and no pun intended here, David royally blew it. He had really gone to that point where some people would say, this is just too much. And David knows his God. He knows that God is gracious and merciful. He's abounding in steadfast love. He's forgiving. And so David comes to him and he pleads for forgiveness, for washing. And so I thought about this passage yesterday as we're romping around in the snow, and been on my mind all morning. And the goodness of God's gift that he will wash us and make us clean, make us whiter than snow. Oftentimes it's easy for me to think that repentance is something that I deserve, or it's something that God had to do, but it's not. We did not deserve the gift that is repentance. And we also have to understand that God would have been perfectly just if he did not give us the opportunity to repent. And so we look at David and we know that what happens is that David is forgiven. That doesn't mean that he gets off the hook in sense of he never faces any trials in his life again. But Psalm 32, which is also written by David, I believe this is kind of the follow-up to forgiveness here. And David says in verse 30, in verse 1 of Psalm 32, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." And then he describes what his life was like as he tried to hold on to his sin and make peace with his sin. I mean, it's one of misery. I mean, he says there, "For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as in the heat of the summer." But then he says in verse 5, "I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I'll confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." I mean, y'all, how good is it that our God is good and forgiving? And sometimes we may be tempted to think, yeah, but that's David. What about me? What about what I've done? Thank you, Piper. That's a really good picture. You keep it up. Thank you. So we think about what about us? And the promise is still good for us. Psalm or 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I love that verse because it's kind of the verse for the person who feels like, have I messed up too much? And now we know that as believers, we don't make peace with sin. We don't delight in it. We don't want to walk in it. And 1 John makes it clear that we won't continually be okay with walking in sin. That's not going to be the believer's norm. But what it does tell us is this. What it does tell us is this, that when we do fall, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and he is just. Because of what Jesus accomplished for us in dying for the sins that we have committed, God is faithful and just that when we come to him and ask forgiveness for those things, he will do just that. And he will cleanse us, and we too can be made whiter than snow. That brightness that David points at here, this whiter than snow, that blinding brightness of being made clean because God is able to do that because of what Jesus has done. So my challenge to you guys is this. Would we be so bold as to pray as David did in Psalm 139? You know Psalm 139 really well, and this passage has been going through my mind, especially, you know, with a new baby in the house here. We think about the beginning of Psalm 139, where it says that, "Oh Lord, you've searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways." He talks about how later in the text, he talks about being fearfully and wonderfully made in verse 14, how his frame was intricately woven in the depths of the earth. God knew him in the womb. But he concludes this psalm with a request to God. He concludes this psalm by saying, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And I'd like to encourage you, to challenge you, to ask the Lord to search out your heart, to do the same thing that David did, to come to God and say, "Look for these issues in my heart." It can sometimes be scary when you essentially ask God to show you your faults. But when God shows us where we have fallen, it's a kindness. It's all grace. Because in doing so, he is showing us where we are not living a life that's pleasing to him. And also, we're not going to be fulfilled. And so he leads us to repentance. And in that, he makes us more like Jesus. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 says that God's kindness is meant to lead us to repentance. And so we see it as a kindness when God shows us our sin, because we know that when God shows us our sin, he also shows us, hey, but I can wash you from that because of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done in your place. And so this morning, you know, I just wanted to leave you with that this morning. Look out your window again and see that bright white snow, what's left of it. And think, God can make me brighter than that, cleaner than that looks right now, all because of who Jesus is and what he's done. And all I have to do is come to him in genuine, humble repentance. Say, "God, forgive me, wash me," and he'll do it. He'll do it. I'm not going to keep you guys much longer now. I just wanted to tell you thanks for getting on here. I know that I know that you're all anxious to get back together. I really am too. And I'm excited that I'll get to be there next week when Pastor Kyle shares. But I'm praying for you guys. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. Remember, this week on Wednesday night, we have our 2:46 prayer meeting. We have a lot to pray about, and thankfully, it looks like from the weather forecast, everything's going to be completely cleared out by then anyway. But I'm going to pray, and then we'll wrap up this morning. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are so good to us. God, we do not deserve the gift of repentance, but in your grace and your kindness and your love and in your mercy, you have given us that, Lord. And we know that we can call on you, Lord. We can come to you in repentance, asking you to forgive us and to cleanse us. And just as David asked, Lord, that you would wash him and make him whiter than snow, Lord, you can do the exact same for us. So, Father, show us where we need washing, be it in our living, in our thinking, Lord, in how we operate, decisions we make, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would show us and then lead us to repentance in kindness, Lord. We love you. We're thankful for your love for us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hey, I love you guys, and I will see you soon. Thanks for getting on here, and look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.